Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your name for this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, because you have brought us thus far. And here we are, right up to the verge of the opening of this conference that we have been looking forward to for months. God be the glory. You are the God, O Lord, that declares the end from the beginning. The things that are not yet done. You declare this conference over 8 months ago, even before it was even conceived in our hearts. God be the glory. And now we are fired up and so ready. Today, Lord, I pray and I declare that the entrance of your words will bring in light and understanding into our hearts, as it is written in the scriptures. And God, be glorified in the message of the Lord as we prepare for this great battle. We know that we have the victory in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. When we've done everything in preparation for a battle, or for, in particular, in this case, there's one more thing we haven't done yet. Praising our way into the glory of the Lord. You know, so while it's a battle, it's also, you know, something glorious that we expect to participate in. And we're going to use praise and worship as our battle axe. Glory to God. So that's the title of today's ministration. Praise and worship, our battle axe for the September to Remember conference, both leading up into it and also while we're in there. Let's prepare our hearts for praise and for worship. And today we're going to do some of that. I want to read some powerful Psalms. We just read through the Psalms. We've been praying and getting ourselves ready. And, you know, these praise and worship will just, you know, get us over. You know, that's the thing that's going to get us over that edge. You know, give us that victory that we so need. You know, there are so many things that the Lord has promised for this conference. So many things we have read. When we were doing the consecration, we read it every day. All the things the Lord promised, you know, out of many wonderful scriptures. We read the invitation in Haggai, you know, to go up to the mountain and bring wood and build, and the promise that God said, if you do it, I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, and I will give, you know, in this place will I give peace. We read the promise of the exceeding glory of the latter house, that will be even, I mean, far exceed the glory of the former. Read all those things in Haggai. You know, we read the promise in Ezekiel that the word of the Lord will no longer be delayed, but will not be fulfilled. Furthermore, we read those amazing promises out of Zephaniah. All the things that the Lord will do as we gather. So I will gather them that are sorrowful at the solemn assembly, and I will do all these things. And so all those things, and every day since then, we have been mentioning those promises, you know, to build expectation of what the Lord is doing. Today, we want to praise the Lord. You know, praise our way into this experience through a reading of the Psalms, and praise and worship, powerful, powerful weapons that we can use at any time. If you really know how to do it, you know, a person that really knows how to do it you know, it can get just about anything from the Lord. You know, he that knows how to perfect the praise of God, when the praises of God are perfected in our mouths, especially when we do it as a group. So powerful. So powerful. We'll see, you know, a couple of examples in the scriptures, then we're going to do it. Praise the Lord. You know, why is praise, you know, so powerful like that? Well, because this is, you know, one main reason why we were created. So praise the Lord and worship him too. In the book of Revelation chapter 4, we see a depiction of, you know, the creatures in heaven, the elders, everybody, you know, saying this thing that now the Lord is worthy to receive praise and honor and glory and adoration and so forth. Yeah. Say, when the beasts, you know, each one of them had six wings and so forth, these creatures full of eyes, they keep saying, holy, holy, holy. Now, that's their own battle cry. Holy, holy, holy is the battle cry, you know, of those living creatures. And they rest not day and night. That's what they say. Holy, holy, holy. They've seen and experienced his holiness for like forever. I mean, they've been around his holiness. I mean, words actually fail them to describe the Lord. So all they can think of is just say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And how can you be saying that all day long? Well, because forever, as far as they know, that's all they've experienced from the Lord. They've been around him and they've seen, they've been awed by his holiness, the very nature of God, his holiness. Hallelujah. And they say, wow, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You've always been, you are now, and you always will be. Same thing, always holy. And when those beasts and those living creatures, when they give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne like that, who liveth forever and ever, then the 24 elders also fell down. And these elders, there also give witness. They're like a cloud of witnesses. What have we seen? Well, I worship him that liveth, him that sat upon the throne, and him that liveth forever and ever. They cast their crowns. These ones, they've been crowned. You know, they got a crown of life. They got a crown of righteousness. They got whatever crowns they got when they are in that zone. Yeah, crown can't be on your head. You cast it down before the throne. Every achievement, everything we are, everything we ever hope to be, it's all because of him. And they cast down the crowns before the throne and said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We exist at the pleasure of the Lord, and we exist for his pleasure as well. That's it. You know, everything that we are, everything that we have is for the pleasure of the Lord. For his pleasure, all things were, all things are, and all things were created. You know, so they knew that. And our battle cry also, you know, is for us to recognize, you know, that praise and that worship that the Lord deserves. We use it to honor him. We use it to glorify him. But we also use it to get victories. Praise the Lord. You know, the psalmist said, enter, you know, this way into God's presence. Which way? Well, come with singing, come with praises. And you can never go empty-handed when you come like that. Don't come with grumbling. Check those grumbling and all that murmuring at the door. Check that there. You come on in with praise. You come on in with thanksgiving. You serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates, he said, with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, because he is good. And his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100. I want to read through some psalms and make them powerful, powerful weapons in our hands. We've seen people that did it throughout the scriptures. We've talked about the stories throughout the scriptures. People use the praises of the Lord. Acts chapter 16. We see Paul and Silas in prison. They sang praises at midnight unto the Lord. And the prisoners heard them. So it wasn't really something that they were just singing quietly because they didn't want to be heard, or they were, you know, bashful or afraid of what. No, they sang it loudly. Everybody heard it. And some of them might have been saying, be quiet. But they didn't. They were not quieting. They sang praises unto the Lord. And in their hearts, they glorified God for being counted worthy for the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. That's why they were there. They were thrown in there because of the name of the Lord, because of miracles that they were doing in the name of the Lord. And they thought it an honor, a high honor, to praise him for that fellowship of his sufferings. And as they praised the Lord, the Bible say at midnight when they sang praises, they lifted up their voices and sang praises, the prisoners heard them. And the next thing you know, wow, heaven also heard them. And heaven responded. The angel of the Lord lightened upon them, snapped that thing. You know, those chains broke down the gates, bars, and everything. Wow. Just opened everything up because of their praises. And they sat right there and just continued praising the Lord. Powerful, powerful, you know, testimonies of praise. And you know what happened next? It even brought salvation to the house of the jailer, you know, his household and everything. And we've seen the story of Jehoshaphat, perhaps one of the most powerful in there, going into battle, how he organized praise, 2 Chronicles 20. The moment he heard the word of the Lord, and the Lord said, well, you will not need to fight in this battle. Set you still and see the salvation of the Lord. What he's going to do for you. The moment he heard that, it's like, he worshipped. Bible said he worshipped. Commanded all of Israel too. I mean, all of Judah. And they worshipped. They bowed down. They worshipped. They thanked God for the beauty of holiness. They said, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. And then he looked around and said, look, I need some folks that know how to get down. I know how to praise the beauty of holiness. You know, some people that need, you know, to get their praise on for us, go ahead of the bat. And I put the people in front of the trained military. You know, the people who were trained in battle, he put them in the back. Say, I want these people with the tambourines. Get me some of the sons of Asaph. Get those people in here. Bring the people that know how to do the instrument according to the commandments of David. Bring them in here. And they went out in front of the battle. Glory to God. And the Bible said, and when they began to sing and to praise, glory to God. Powerful stuff. You know, at first, it was like, well, we are overwhelmed by this great company. It's Ammon, it's Moab and Mount Seir companies that come up against us. You know, we have no might against this company, great company, but our eyes are upon you, Lord. I often say that's the beginning of your miracle and your deliverance right there. You know, when you are faced with whatever it is you are faced with, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Say, Lord, I know this situation is way beyond my strength, but my eyes are upon you. That's the beginning of your miracle right there. And as he trusted in the Lord, the word of the Lord came. And they executed perfectly. Now, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord doesn't actually mean to do nothing. It means wait in the corridor of praise. Hallelujah. And so they began to praise the Lord. And they praised their way. They danced their way into that miracle. And, you know, I guess the other army might have been thinking, what is this foolishness? I mean, it's about coming to battle. They are singing and doing stuff. We're going to finish them off today. Before they knew it, the Lord sent a spirit of delusion. Put it upon them all. That's right. That's exactly right. They began to see one another as though they saw the children of Judah. One company gathered together and the second one destroyed the third. When they finished destroying the third, then they looked upon one another. All they saw was Judah. And they thought they were fighting any, and they destroyed, helped to destroy one another, the Bible said. Meanwhile, Judah continued with their battle axe. And they were singing the song and the victory of the Lord. And God did great things for them. Powerful, powerful things. And when they finished, they came back and praised the Lord some more. You know, praise the Lord some more. Praise the Lord some more. That's how you do it. You praise the Lord before, you praise the Lord during, you praise the Lord after. And you can powerfully overcome the enemy with your praises. Let's praise the Lord as we go into the September to remember conference. I want to read through some of these psalms, just a little here, a little there, but a lot of them. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord said, you know, I've chosen David. Glory to God. I'm going to set on his throne. And there's a man after my heart. Why? Because he knew how to praise the Lord. Was he a perfect man? You all know his stories. We've covered it many times. Those stories of David, his shortcomings, his failures. We covered that many times on this platform. But that's not what the Lord dealt with that and he moved on. But he saw something in this man's heart, you know, because he would praise. I mean, nobody like him in that book, in the Bible, knew how to praise the Lord like David. And his psalms, they became part of the scriptures. And at times they will go into the prophetic zone as well, you know, prophesy with clarity too. Praise the Lord, he said. Psalm 8 and verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God be the glory. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Now, we think of the heavens as such a great thing, so high. But he said, no. The glory of the Lord is even above that. Psalm 9, verse 1. I'm just picking out one of two verses here and there. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Isn't that beautiful? Let's determine with our hearts to do that. Verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Thank you, Jesus. These are the wonderful things that the Lord has done. Let's praise the Lord with those things. God be the glory. Psalm 18. I'm just going to jump through some scriptures here. Psalm 18. Powerful, powerful testimony that David gave there. Verse 46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. That's right. It is God, he said, that strengthens me and subdued even everything under me, delivered me from my enemy, and lifted me up above those that did rise up against me, even delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, even among the heathen. Sing praises unto thy name. Hallelujah. For the Lord has shown mercy to his anointed. Even to David, he said, well, has the Lord shown mercy to you? You can say that too for yourself. Put your name there. Lord has shown mercy unto me. Praise the Lord. And this man, he would, not be denied in praising the Lord. Give, he said in Psalm 29, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you for the great things that you have in store for us. God be the glory. We'll praise you, Lord. Praising him, the beauty of holiness is, you should remember who he is. How they all said, the living creatures, holy, holy, holy. Psalm 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, even in this conference. How great you have laid it up, Lord. You have prepared it. You have set a table. Say, come and eat. The table that the Lord has prepared for you. You have opened your hand to satisfy our desire. And we are coming. God be the glory. Which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Set up some things. Even before the eyes of the sons of men. You have done it. And we will experience it. God be the glory. Psalm 34. It's a household favorite. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. A humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And in Psalm 40, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. I did all these things. And the Lord brought me out of a horrible pit and so forth. Established my goings. Put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now blessed, he said, is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside unto lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. God be the glory. That's how the psalmist praised the Lord and recounted the Lord's testimonies all the time. As he praised the Lord. Psalm 57. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. We've made many songs out of some of these psalms. This is one of them. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. Psalm 57 and verse 5. Thou art exalted, O Lord. let thy glory be above all the earth. For thy mercy, verse 10, is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. And again he says, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. And in Psalm 63, you know, he charges the people who praise the Lord. He said himself, you know, seeking the Lord, I will seek early after you. He said, see thy power and thy glory. My God, early will I seek you, and my soul will thirst for you. My flesh longeth for you for this conference. At this conference, I want to see you, Lord. A dry and thirsty land where no water is. Sounds like Arizona. But he said, you know, I want to see the Lord. I want to see him. See thy power and thy glory, even as I've seen thee in his sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, therefore. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. I will lift up my hands in the sanctuary. When we get together like that and we lift up our hands in unity, it's going to be something powerful. You know, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee. With joyful lips will I praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's its declaration. He said it, he declared it, he meant it too, and he did it all the time. Psalm 67, more powerful praises and exhortation to the Lord. God be merciful unto us. Prayers are mixed up too in here. And bless us in this conference and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth. That's it right there. Thy saving health, even among everyone, I will come in there. That's right. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise the Lord. That's right. Let the nations, let the people that gather together, let them be glad and let them sing for joy. Because the Bible says that the Lord will, in the midst of thee, will joy over thee too. We sing it. We'll rest in his love. We'll rejoice over you. And as we praise the Lord, he will do that. Let the people praise you. Let all the people praise him. When you do that, he said, then shall the earth yield her increase. The praises of God that are withered away, according to Joel chapter 1, verse 12. When joy and praises of the Lord have withered away from the mouth of the children of God, then all things are languishing. But when the high praises of God return to their mouth powerfully, then God will bring back a restoration. Glory to God. The earth will yield their increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear his name. Praise the Lord. Psalm 72 continues throughout the Psalms in praising the Lord and praising the beauty of holiness. And he says, blessed be the Lord God, even the God of walking with God, who alone doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And he says, amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the God of walking with God, who doeth alone wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let all the whole earth be filled with his glory. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. He continues with powerful praises in Psalm 89. Throughout the Psalms, calling out the praises of the Lord. We can use same praises. So battle axe going into to this conference. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That's another, you know, popular one. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Glory to God. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever and make known his faithfulness to all generations. And in Psalm 92, you know, it talks about showing forth his faithfulness, showing forth his loving kindness all the time. Praise the Lord. So it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, such as this, and thy faithfulness every night that it gets you through that day. His loving kindness gets you through that day and come back in the night and show him some love. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he loved David for these things because he was always praising the Lord like that. God be the glory. He knew how to make the praises of God glorious. And that's one of the reasons why the Lord picked his throne. Because I guarantee you, when you're there with David and Jehoshaphat and the rest of them, all you're going to be doing is praising the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Psalm 95. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Why? For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He's the sea, is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel. That's an art that people have forgotten. But kneel before the Lord, our maker. For he's our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Praise the Lord. And in Psalm 96, he said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare glory among the unbelievers, even his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. All the gods of the nations are idols, that the work of men's hands. They are rebellion in their hearts. That's all it is. But the Lord, he made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. God be the glory. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, and all you people of walking with God. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty, you know, of holiness. He will say among the heathen, he said, that the Lord reigneth. To God be the glory. The Lord reigneth, he said. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 97, the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the earth be glad. Therefore, God be the glory. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Psalm 98, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. God be the glory. And he said, the Lord has remembered his mercy to the house of Israel. Walking with God as well. You know, make a joyful noise unto the land, unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. That's another popular one. Make a joyful noise. Make a loud noise. Rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp. You know, with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. God be the glory. And he commanded even all the seas and everything. Let even the sea roar. And then praise the Lord when they are doing that. The world and all that dwelling. Everybody, let the floods, you know, and they come on in there, clap their hands and praise the Lord. The work of his hands. Hallelujah. Psalm 99. He said, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he will be great in September to remember. And he will put his glory above the people. Let them praise the great and terrible name of the Lord, for it is holy. God be the glory. The name of the Lord, he said, is holy. So therefore we praise him with all of our heart because of his holiness. Verse 9 says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Thank you, Jesus. And Psalm 100, another favorite. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 103, powerful, powerful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, all of his benefits every day. We're loaded with new benefits, even life. As soon as we get up, that's life. That's a new benefit the Lord is handing us for that day. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Jesus. And who healeth all thy diseases. The Lord redeemeth my life from destruction, covereth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He also satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed. You know, like the eagles. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is the one that can do that. He says in verse 17, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And righteousness of the Lord, his righteousness, is unto children's children. To God be the glory. We thank him for these great things. You know, bless the Lord, O my soul, he said in Psalm 104. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covereth thyself with light as with a garment. Show us that glory, Lord, even at September to remember. Thou stretch forth the heavens like a curtain and does all these things. Maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Flame on now. God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We are ready to demonstrate the kingdom. God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 105. More praises to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name, his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord too. Come on in, seeking the Lord at September to remember. Seek his strength. Seek his face. Not just his hand. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. His wonders. All the things that he has done. O ye children of walking with God. You know, the Lord is our God. So let us bless his name forever and ever. And in Psalm 107, he lamented, David did, that the people, because people were not praising the Lord, that they should, you know. And he said, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord, he said. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107, verse 15. For he hath broken the gates of brass. Yeah, that's a battle axe. Breaking the gates of brass, cutting asunder the bars of iron in the name of Jesus. All the gates that had jammed the people in, bars of iron, kept them backward. God's going to split those things up, break them in pieces. That's right. in the name of Jesus. Psalm 113. The Lord's name be blessed. You know, you just see the amount of praises and things that this man put throughout the Psalms. Some of it by David, some of it by the sons of Asaph. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth, even forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. For the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high. Hallelujah. You know, humbleth himself even to behold the things that are done upon the earth. Now he raised up a poor out of the dust. We're going to see that. In the name of Jesus. Lifted them out of Lodabar. Get them out of that dunghill. Cause them to sit with princes. We've seen it happen in the scriptures for Mephibosheth. Lord pulled him out of a place where nothing was happening. It was a man that should have been a prince. He was a prince. Lost everything. But God, the word of the Lord, found him. Sought him out. Set him back upon the princes of among the princes. And David said, this man shall eat of my table continually. Set him at seat among the princes. God be the glory. Set him right here. You know, set him up among princes, even with the princes of his people. He make it even the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of cheer. There will be no barrenness coming out of that conference. Huh? Great things, testimonies, everything that we shall be hearing. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 117, added even more praises. Sometimes long psalms, sometimes short psalms, but like this one, only two verses. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. You know, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And let the truth of the Lord, as we know it endureth forever. His mercy unto us and his truth endureth forever and ever. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, and let walking with God now say, that his mercy endureth forever. Huh? Let the house of the Adiyamins, put your name there, now say, that his mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say, that his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. The mercy of the Lord doth indeed endure forever. And psalm after psalm after psalm, this man continues to load up the praises of God. Psalm 135, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. That's right. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord. When we stand in the house of the Lord, when we stand in the courts of the Lord, in that conference, at that event center, we're going to turn it into the house of the Lord. That's right. You know, because once you get there, you know, once the Lord is there ahead of us, but once we get there, we bring the glory of the Lord with us. We're turning that place into the house of the Lord. And we stand there, praise the name of the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Because the Lord has chosen you for himself. Even walking with God for his peculiar treasure. It's the Lord that's doing it. That's pleasing. I know that the Lord is great. And that the Lord is above all gods. Why do you know that? Well, David said, I knew it. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, he did in the heavens and the earth and the seas and all deep places. Did all these things. Nobody can withhold or withstand him. Psalm 136, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Now, this psalm, powerful. There's nothing like it that has ever been written. Every phrase, he interjects it with, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I'll just read a few of those verses. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who has called forth his people to gather at September to remember, for his mercy endureth forever. On and on and on. Give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 145, one of my favorites, all time favorites, Psalm 145. How he poured out the praises of the Lord. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee, especially leading up to this conference, O Lord, during and after, I will bless thy name. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, which you will show us even at that conference. Ah, and people shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, but I will declare thy greatness. God be the glory. Shall all abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and will sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. God be the glory. Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We will speak of the glory of thy kingdom when it comes among us and in the midst. And we see it. We talk of thy power. He said, Lord, forsake me not. Thou shown thy glory, thy power to this generation, thy glory to everyone that is to come. We're going to talk of it. Make known the sons of men, mighty as glorious majesty of his kingdom. And it will be kingdom expression. We'll see it. God be the glory. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. On and on and on. He opened his hands, satisfied the desires of every living thing. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise him. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. That's another popular one. Thank you, Jesus. Who will praise the Lord from time to time. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant and praise is comely. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. That's the reason why we praise the Lord. Because praise is comely, becoming of us. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Spanish say, praise leader. And he will still be a praise leader. Because he knows how to do it. Command everything around him. What he sees, what he doesn't see. That everything that hath breath, praise the Lord, he would say. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. Commanding everything. Even ye waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. The Lord made a decree that shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth. Even dragons, I doesn't care who you are, devil or everything. You got to praise the Lord, he said. Praise the Lord, all deeps, fire and hail, storm, winds, vapors, everything, mountains, hills, fruitful trees, all cedars, beasts and cattle, creeping things, kings of the earth, all people, princes and all judges of the earth, young men, maidens, old men, children, everybody, men, women, people of walking with God. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. Glory is above the heaven and the earth. God has also exalted the horn. That's power. That's your battle axe right there. He has exalted the horn of his people. What is it? The praise, the worship from his saints. Has exalted it. Even of the people of walking with God. A people that is near unto him. Verse 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. I pray that the Lord will, you know, cause new songs to break forth in the congregation. Praises in the congregation of the saints. In the congregation during the September to Remember event, let the praise of God break forth. Let Israel rejoice. Let the people rejoice. Let the children of God, walking with God, let them rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the dance. That's right, right there. Glory to God. Let them sing praises unto God with the timbrel and the harp. Let them do all these things and praise the beauty of holiness. For the Lord take pleasure. I said, I will take pleasure in it, said the Lord. Come and be, and I will take pleasure in it. And I'll be glorified in it. Lord will take pleasure in all his people. He'll beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing even aloud upon their beds. Well, something is going to happen that's going to cause you to be singing, even upon your beds, laughing in and out of the conference days. Will be powerful, because the Lord will bring joy, wipe away tears, going to do great things. I will bring them out of a sorrowful heart to the assembly. And at that time, saith the Lord, will I undo all that afflict you. And all the place where reproach has been a burden unto you, I will undo it. And I will get you glory and fame. In the place where you have had shame, I will replace it with praise. Glory to God. And we are praising him ahead. Even before we see that, we praise the Lord. And you sing aloud upon your beds. Let the high praises of God be in your hand. It is a weapon. You execute. That's right. Sharp two-edged sword in your hand. Walking that with the praise together and execute. First, you praise the Lord, and it causes your weapon to become sharpened in your hands. And you can execute a vengeance upon demonic powers and peeping and muttering spirits, serpentine spirits, everything. You know, you can deal with them now. Hallelujah. Execute the judgment. It's written. It's bind them with fetters. Jesus said, cast them out even. This honor have all the saints. We have this honor. God has given it to us. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Tread upon serpents and scorpions and all that. Nothing that by any means hurt you, he said. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Let's praise him for the things that he has done, the things that he's going to do, things that he's doing already that we haven't even entered into yet, because he's going to avail them. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. There's going to be some praising and some dancing. You know, put on your shoes, your dancing shoes. Let's get ready to praise the Lord. Praise him as stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, he said, everything, heart breath, praise the Lord. Everything, the heart breath, praise the Lord. We've read many, many psalms like that throughout, you know, the book of Psalms, turn the whole thing into praises. God be the glory. Turn the whole thing into praises. God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, as the people praise the Lord. He said, let the people praise the Lord. Let all the people praise the Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, this morning for coming in. You know, going into this battle, we know the victory is already rigged in our favor. going in the Lord, because the Lord said, I have overcome for you. Glory to God. And we have the victory. God be the glory. All the things that have been a blocker, Bible says the Lord will remove in that day. The book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 25. God will remove in that day, you know, the veil that has been cast upon the people. I will destroy, the Lord said, the face of the covering that has been cast upon all people, and the veil that is spread upon the nations that causes them to not see my glory. I will remove it in the name of Jesus. The Lord will even swallow up death in victory. The Lord will wipe away tears from the faces of the people. The rebuke of his people will he take away from the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. He said it. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall be said in that day that he is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. That's Isaiah chapter 25. This is the Lord, we will say. We have waited for him. He will save us. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For even in this place, the Lord said, it will be a place of rest. In this place, in this house, saith the Lord, will I give peace. And I will be glorified in it. And I will take pleasure in it, saith the Lord. They will break the Assyrian, he said. And I will undo all that afflict you. God be the glory. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We're shouting the praises of the Lord. We're going victoriously forward. The name of the Lord is our banner. We're coming with praises. We're coming with the high praises of the Lord. To God be the glory. We're saying, blessed be the one that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God be the glory. God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.